Oh, we're back on the radio listening to incredible music again. If you have a question for our guest, give us a call at 877-573-7825. I'm talking with Joyce Faulkner, president of the Military Writers Society of America. And Joyce, I want to introduce you to another friend of mine who's been was on a little earlier, Elliot Storm, Joyce Faulkner. Elliot, you had a comment?
Hi, Joyce.
How are you?
I mean, well, according to my allergies, I'm not good, but I feel great. You know, there's the one thing about an author, I've been blessed, but it's called sheer numbers, how to get your book out. And I've been blessed. I've gotten probably close to 7,000 books out in the last 6 months by using corporate sponsors. We have individual companies buy a block of books, and in the inside cover, we put in there, donated by whatever company it is, and believe it or not, I sign every one of them, and then we send it out to different organizations, VFWs, American Legions, VA hospitals, especially in clinics. So when someone comes in, especially if they have post-traumatic stress disorder, they give my book out and say, the doctors say, read, to have your family read this. They'll have a better understanding. So it's a matter of sheer numbers, and I have toured all over the country, and a lot of times it's just getting the numbers out there and finding the companies. I mean, it might even be the local grocer down there, and your writers can go in there and say, hey, buy 10 of my books at a reduced cost to do it. And they appreciate it, too, because they get a little bit of advertisement into having their name in that book. But this was thought up by a gang of people that I deal with, and we work hard.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful approach. And you'd be surprised, given your topics, how many people are willing to help out, too.
Oh, yes, definitely. Right now.
And one of the things that you talked about, aside from sheer numbers, it's also just getting out there so people know your name.
Well, that getting endorsers, people that are well-known. I've been blessed. The Attorney General here in this state endorsed our novel. And I tried to stay away from politicians, but, they came aboard, and we've got a whole score of people that you can just say, these people have endorsed me. And it really, for credibility's sake, it really helps. I mean, I thank goodness for people like Bob and Dale there. They shot us out there and asked us to come back for a tour. And, it was successful in the large run. It's because I've been asked to come back again. So you have to be able to go places, too. But the number factor, especially with corporate sponsors, it really works. And you'd be surprised how many people out there, even little sandwich delis, I think they bought 30 books from us, and they even made a sandwich named The Perfect Storm, which did.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, I did. It was amazing.
But those are just, that was the biggest boost I had. But we've sold, our numbers are in the almost, well over the double figures now in sales.
The thing of it was
money for me in the beginning.
I think that is part of the problem for people getting started, not knowing where to go, not knowing how to get help like that. And that's one of the ideas of the organization, is to put people like you who've been through this experience together with people who are just beginning, and to give them ideas on how to get started. And, of course, we also recognize quality and excellence. And we do book reviews that are available for people to put on the backs of their books if they want. Or it'll be on our website in perpetuity. It can be posted into Amazon, all the places that you need a review.
Yeah.
So we do that for people. And then those reviews, based on the reviewer's content, come together once a year, and we have an awards banquet where we give awards to the best of the best that come into us. But everybody that is a member gets a review, and that helps a lot, too.
There you go, Elliot.
Veterans Administration puts out also for writers to submit stories. I won second place in the country last year on a short story I wrote. These help also. A writer shouldn't concentrate himself about, let's get that book out. I had fun with it. My wife happens to be a school teacher, so we do have our summers off and weekends and things like this. But you have to be willing to travel.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, Elliot, and I think it's important.
Hold on, I got to interrupt here. Elliot, I'm going to have to let you go because I
want
to make sure.
Give this lady my number, okay? Joyce, call me.
I'll give Joyce your number.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Joyce, I wanted to make sure that you had, we got about a little over 2 minutes to go, and I wanted to make sure that maybe you could tell us a little bit about some of the books that you've already gotten out there.
Oh, definitely. There are actually.
These are all on your website, by the way, folks. There's a great list of them in there.
And, you know, if you're interested in joining, please come to the website. If you're not ready to join, sign up for the newsletter. There are various levels of membership at various costs. So please come check us out. Some of the books, for example, we have a fellow who lost both legs at Chu Lai in Vietnam in 1965. And his book is called Lucky Enough. And his name is Eddie Beasley. And he travels around the country visiting the people that are the wounded warriors coming back from our new wars. And his message is life is not about legs. And he and his wife, explain what resources are available and what their experience was. And it's really an excellent, uplifting book, if a book about losing your legs can be that. We also have a fellow who was on the Bataan Death March. He was captured in the early days of World War One. He was a radio operator on a B-57 that was destroyed on the ground at Clark Air Base on December the 8th. So the war began for him immediately. And he was a slave laborer for the Japanese in Manchuria for 4 years. And during this time, there were many times that he was nearly killed and lots of things happened, but he was never actually injured until he was going home, and the ship taking him home hit a mine. So that's how he got his purple
heart. Well,
you
talk about luck, that's like one of those people that have no luck at all, you know.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Marvelous man and gentle soul. This is one of those folks who suddenly realized that his children needed to know his story.
Well, absolutely, and we're coming up. This program always goes too fast for us. I want to thank Joyce Faulkner from Military Writers Society of America for being on Veterans Radio, and I know we're going to have you back. I just was going through the newsletter, and there's a great story in here because Mother's Day is coming up about women pilots, and not just American women pilots, but Russian ones also. So we're going to get a hold of that lady right away. Website is militarywriters.com. Great site for all of you out there who have stories to tell and also where to find it. All these books, I'm assuming, are available everywhere. I want to thank you so very much for being on Veterans Radio.
And thank you.
Thank you very much. Until next week, you are dismissed.
Opinions or views expressed on this program are not necessarily of Veterans Radio or the station. Veterans Radio is a production of Veterans Radio, LLC.
Schrader Yacht Sales, the East Coast's finest dealer of Chris Craft, Island Packet Yachts, Packet Craft, Parker Fishing Boats, and Nautic Star Boats. Schrader Yachts is located at the top of Barnicot Bay in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Our good friend Ray Schrader provides you, the customer, with over 30 years' experience in boat sales, sail, and power boats, both new and used. Schrader Yacht Sales offers a full-service storage facility and a reliable crew responsible for all of your boating needs. Specialists in electronics, they can accommodate your needs for radar, autopilot, air conditioning, GPS, heat, and communications. Give Ray a call at 732-899-8010. That's 732-899-8010, or go to SchraderYachts.com. That's SchraderYachts.com. Oh, by the way, tell Ray you heard about him on Veterans Radio, and he will personally deliver your new boat from Schrader Yachts anywhere there's water. Schrader Yachts, ready to serve all of your boating needs.